Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast, produced by the Community Advancement Network, based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged in the Austin area on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities in our community from Tuesday, November 9th through Monday, November 15th. To access all event information in the podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We'll start this podcast by highlighting Brave Fest, the fourth annual Brave Fest, as a matter of fact. This is an in-person event that takes place Saturday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. and is organized by the group Brave Communities. Brave Fest is a community celebration of building relationships, awareness, voices, and engagement. There will be representation from diverse local artists, shop vendors, and nonprofit organizations that align with the passion and purpose to strive for equity, inclusion, and justice. Enjoy music, dance, and spoken word. Artists include April Rain, Chinese School of Dance, Leslie Reynega, Saul Paul, Cometry, and more cowbell. On Wednesday, starting at 6 p.m., there's another exciting opportunity to engage, which is the virtual conference on food resilience, access, and equity, organized by Cook's Nook. This forum will facilitate a much-needed dialogue and cooperation between local, private, and public organizations to share experience, know-how, and best practices that address food insecurity for people most at risk during emergencies and disasters in our local community. Also on Wednesday evening, the UT Division of Diversity and Community Engagement presents the 36th Annual Human Sweat Symposium on Civil Rights, with this year's theme being Unnatural Causes, Health Equity as a Civil Right. Dr. Ryan Sutton will facilitate a dialogue on health inequities with local health officials Stephanie Hayden Howard and Dr. Desmar Walks. On Tuesday, the Austin Young Chamber hosts its next Civics Roundtable, a nonpartisan roundtable discussion with local elected officials. The officials that will be part of this month's dialogue are Mayor Pro Tem Natasha Harper Madison and State Representative Eddie Rodriguez. Another event with a political yet nonpartisan bent is hosted by the LBJ Women's Campaign School on Wednesday at 6 p.m. This campaign school is a bold new program at UT Austin that prepares women to run for elected office or become campaign managers. The goal is to inspire women to enter the political arena and empower them with the skills to win. Next, I'll highlight a few activities relating to advancing economic opportunity. Capital Factory hosts the Women in Tech Summit on Wednesday. This event is for women leaders, entrepreneurs, and allies in tech who support and invest in diversity and inclusion. Industry experts will discuss the importance of diversity and inclusion, best practices for a more equitable workforce, and showcase the accomplishments of women founders. Also on Wednesday, Workforce Solutions Capital Area and the Central Texas Manufacturing Partnership host a manufacturing showcase to help local job seekers connect with manufacturing hiring now all over Austin. Be sure to attend if you're interested in advanced machine, food, automotive, or industrial manufacturing. Also learn about the Tesla Startup Program at ACC and how you may be eligible for a full training scholarship with SkillPoint Alliance. In terms of connecting with other job opportunities, there's an Austin Tech Career Fair on Tuesday and a Tech Internship Fair on Sunday at 7 p.m. And actually the Internship Fair happens every Sunday at 7 p.m. through the end of January. And on Wednesday, there's a virtual job fair focused on helping minority candidates connect with employers who value diversity. Regarding the pandemic response, there are a few recurring activities that we'll highlight next. If you haven't yet been able to get vaccinated, there are many opportunities to just walk up and get your vaccine without an appointment. Check the Monday listing on our podcast calendar for a link to the website where you can get information about getting the vaccine with or without an appointment. A check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted 2 times a week by the Community Resilience Trust. The check-in calls take place on Monday and Thursday at 9 a.m. If you felt out of sorts, confused, preoccupied, extra stressed, scared, lonely, anxious, isolated, or just feel like talking with someone about the challenges you are facing, you can call the YWCA Warm Line. The YWCA has a caring, trained team that offers non-judgmental and confidential support. No need to go through this alone. To speak with someone on the Warm Line, call 512-548-9922. Next, I'll share our fun and free feature for this episode, which is the launch this weekend of the Austin Studio Tour. This is week 2 of the Studio Tour, and that means that this week you can participate in both the West Austin Studio Tour and the East Austin Studio Tour at the same time. It's your last chance for the West Austin Studio Tour. Week 3 of the Austin Studio Tour is the East Austin Studio Tour, so you still have a chance to participate in that. Now, in its 20th iteration, the Austin Studio Tour has become an Austin tradition and continues Big Medium's mission of fostering connections between artists while presenting the public with a rare opportunity to engage and connect with many of the creatives that help define the culture of our city. I'll end the podcast by highlighting activities relating to Austin Design Week. Join the Austin Creative Community November 8th through 12th for the 6th annual Austin Design Week and get inspired by a variety of free workshops, talks, and presentations hosted by Austin creatives and showcasing the best in Austin design. This year's celebration of design includes both virtual and in-person events. There are too many activities for me to rate or prioritize in a short amount of time, so I'll just highlight 4 tracks that you might use to guide you through the lengthy schedule. One track looks at exploring spaces and architecture. Another looks at exploring 2 specific industries, fashion and textiles. A third track focuses on discussions relating to the future of work. And the last track includes activities that help you build new skills and explore the creative process. Not all featured activities fall into these tracks, so you really should peruse the schedule pretty early this week so you don't miss out on anything that you might find interesting and exciting. And there's plenty of that in the program. Well, there you have it, the latest edition of Ken's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of Ken and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with Ken. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.